Welcome to Art As Told By. In this series, we open our platform to artists, giving them the freedom to share the perspective of art as a concept, how it has helped to mold them into the person they are today, and how society around them is changed as a result. This is Art As Told By Anna Newell, theatre director and adventure maker.
One of the audiences that I've been making work for in the last few years are children with profound and multiple learning difficulties and other complex needs. And the very first show that I made with that audience was a show called Bliss, which happened in a big bubble portable performance space. And one of the things that we did on the way was we worked with that audience. We kept going into schools. We tried things out. We were in their space. We came into their world and got to know who they were and what interested them. And I remember really distinctly being in the classroom one day and working. A lot of that work's really close up and really one-to-one. And I realised what theatre is for me in that moment. And for me, theatre is one human being connecting with another human being, and that's it. And my job is to create the optimum conditions to make that connection happen. I think there is something about art that's at the heart of it that is about multiplicity of meaning, about things being able to be many different things, have many different meanings. It's about finding the extraordinary in the ordinary. And for me, I think there's a really profound and radical politics to that, that has the potential for change. One of the reasons that I make shows for babies is that I think they are fascinating. And I think they know everything. I do think that, and neuroscience has shown that babies are born connected, they are born with a desire to connect. They're born with a curiosity to explore. And I find working with them really nurturing, personally. And I think they help us see the world in a really new and curious way where anything is possible. I find it really bemusing when people are saying that they're making the work that they're making, and people are saying, you mustn't forget about the audience. Because for me, the audience is absolutely central to absolutely everything that I do. And my game and my adventure is about finding that connection, those moments of connection, that journey of connection, both with individuals and with groups. So for me, there is no conflict there. For me, it is all about connection, and the audience are key to that. And with all of the work that I make, particularly with babies and with kids with complex needs, potential audience members will come in from the second day, and they'll be in a lot. And I now find it really extraordinary that the idea that you would make a show and then you would only show it to the audience at the end of the rehearsal process. I think now if I did shows for adults, I would be really tempted to bring people in. I remember I did a workshop with Force Entertainment years ago, and they were saying, we don't pretend the audience isn't there because they are. I'm really struggling to remember the last time I made a show where we pretended the audience wasn't there. And for the artists that I work with, what's exciting is about that live moment of play where it's a shared game, not simply between the performers on stage, but between the performers on stage and the audience. And that's where, for me, that's where the liveness happens. And that's what live art has over and above. That's the thing that it has. There's lots of things that film does loads better, or things that are informed and enabled by technology. But for me, where the live thing happens is about that connection with the audience. So for me, that's the heart of absolutely everything. I think the role of the artist today is about curiosity. It's about questioning. It's about seeing how things might be many different things. I always think if children's imaginations are nurtured, then they can see that things might be different from how they are. And I think that's really radical and hopeful.
Thanks for tuning in. To learn more about Anna's work, please go to www.annanewell.co.uk.
If you'd like to learn more from Lush and our ever-growing archive, which contains interviews, debates and stories from a wide range of charities, organisations and individuals, please download the free Lush Player app, available for both Apple and Android.